Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, presidential primary season is upon us all across the country. And here in New England, town meeting season is just around the corner. One of the sacred beliefs in both of those processes is that every vote counts, and counts equally. As we've seen here in Maine, and more than once, that belief can actually be true in practice. The biggest issue before voters at last year's town meeting in Searsport, for example, was decided by a single vote. A secret ballot was necessary for that vote, and the counting process looked just like our imaginations probably thought it would. A group of citizens sat on the stage in the high school gym and counted every paper ballot taken out of the wooden ballot box. Several people looked on and agreed with what the ballot said before marking it down in the yes or no column. Then, because the vote was so very close, a second group of citizens counted the ballots again. Happily, they reached the same conclusion. And this all happened with a town patrolman standing unobtrusively off to the side, ready to take and lock the ballots up should there be any questions about the outcome. But with two groups of local citizens counting twice, no one in the audience had any question about the process, whether or not they liked the outcome. Fast forward to the 2008 presidential primaries and the presidential election that will follow in November. And these days, a lot of citizens have serious questions about whether their vote will be counted properly, and whether everyone else's will be too. The advent of electronic voting machines, especially touchscreen machines that leave no paper ballot trail, have a lot of people on the street wondering if the next election will be on the up and up. And it's not only the man or woman in the street who's concerned. In addition to many academic security experts, the top voting officials in California, Ohio, and Colorado have had their doubts about touchscreen machines. They all commissioned studies of the electronic voting machines used in their states, and those reports have universally raised questions about the accuracy and security of some types of electronic voting machines. And, as if to drive the point home in practice, in Florida, which you may recall is the reason for all of this flurry of movement about electronic voting machines, recall the Hanging Chad fiasco in the 2000 presidential election? Florida had a recent election using touchscreen machines, the outcome of which was decided by a margin of a little over 300 votes. Well, you may say, that's a pretty clear difference. It's not 10 votes or anything. It seems like a pretty clear decision until you realize that the touchscreen voting machines reported that 18,000 people who walked into the voting booth decided not to vote for anyone in that particular race. Even in the somewhat calloused confines of Florida, an undervote of 18,000 in a race won by 300-odd votes seems a little difficult to believe. So, what are officials doing to try to ensure that every vote does count and is counted properly? In Ohio, Secretary of State Jennifer Brunner has directed that local voting officials give anyone who asks for it a paper ballot instead of voting with a touchscreen machine. In Florida, the state has directed counties to use optical scanning machines, similar to the ones used in many Maine towns, rather than touchscreen machines. But in many other places, states or local governments have spent a lot of money on touchscreen machines and see no way that they can replace them by the November election. So it seems that a lot of citizens are going to be using potentially insecure and/or inaccurate electronic voting machines in the next presidential election. Suppose that, as in the case of Searsport's last town meeting, there's a very close vote, and one candidate or another calls for a recount. In many cases, that will simply be impossible, because there's no paper ballot to recount. The tally that the software in the machine spits out is the only tally there is. Many localities are trying to figure out a way for these machines to at least create a paper copy of the ballot that each voter registers on the screen. But that effort is hit and miss across the country. And, of course, there's always the possibility of conscious effort to affect the outcome of an election. Attempts at ballot box stuffing are certainly not an unknown phenomenon in U.S. history. But electronic voting machines that run on software and leave no trace if that software is somehow modified, or even if memory cards are switched in the machines, it only takes about 30 seconds if you can get physical access to a machine, offer an opportunity to affect election outcomes on a scale never before possible. Does this mean that there definitely will be doctored voting machines or huge failures that leave thousands and thousands of people without an effective voice on election day? No, not definitely. Does it mean there will be a great deal of uneasiness about the outcome of the election if it's close? Very likely. 4 years ago, election officials poo-pooed concerns about electronic voting machines, especially touchscreen machines that leave no paper trail. Now, those concerns are taken seriously, even at the highest levels, but no one has, as yet, completely addressed the vulnerabilities that study after study of electronic voting machines have turned up. It seems certain that there will be electronic voting machines in all of our futures. Note that even the optical scanning machines that scan our paper ballots here in Maine use software to count the votes. Electronic machines can offer many advantages, particularly for people with disabilities. An electronic machine, for example, can read the ballot choices for a blind person without that person having to rely on someone else to mark his or her ballot. The question is, how to make those machines reliable and secure so that when each person casts a ballot, that person feels confident it will count just the way he or she intended it to count. Will that be the case for every voter in the next presidential election? At the moment, the odds seem against it. And if, as seems likely, there is a big problem somewhere in the country, especially if that problem might affect the election outcome, we're all going to be nervous for a long time to come about electronic voting machines. Which is, we suppose, one more good reason to keep up with what's going on in Realms Electronic, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.